We are now on agenda item number 5, base allocation for court operations. And I understand Stephen Chang and perhaps Leah Rose Goodwin and Jake Chatters will lead us through some or all portions of the discussion. So turn it over to Stephen.
We broke down this item into 5 separate parts because they are all related, but yet they're all discrete. And so any decisions you make in one item, if you make a different decision, it can have an impact, a cascading effect. It probably won't be significant, but just to bear that in mind as we go along. So first item related to the allocation of base funding, reallocation of base funding, is action item 3A, starting on page 14 of your materials, and that is the allocation of the $261 million ongoing reduction. If you want to turn to page 20.
Stephen, is your microphone on, Stephen?
Can you hear me? Is it on?
Yeah. Maybe.
Turn to page 23. That gives you a history of the trial court funding reductions from 2009, 2010 to 2013, 2014, just to give you a brief overview. Currently, the ongoing reduction that courts have been allocated has a total of $214 million. Last fiscal year, 12-13, there was also an additional $385 million reduction, but that was all allocated on a one-time basis, so that all goes away. Given the cumulative $726 million general fund reduction trial court funding, that's in row 1, column E, and then all the corresponding offsets, the cumulative ongoing reduction that courts need to be allocated totals $475 million. So since $214 million has already been allocated ongoing, the additional ongoing reduction has to be $261 million in order to keep the trial court trust fund whole. But just a little bit of history. So that's the issue before us, is how to allocate that $261 million. The trial court budget working group made a recommendation to the council at its April 26th meeting, and the council approved that recommendation. And so what you see in table 3A on page 21 and 22 is the same methodology that the council approved after April meeting, but updated to include the most recent allocation figures for courts. And it might be helpful just for me to briefly walk you through this chart for some of you who may not be familiar with it. But
what page again?
This is page 21 and 22, table 3A. So column 1 is the ending trial court trust fund base allocation for courts, the ongoing allocation for courts for court operations. This is something courts should be aware of. They see this every month in terms of the allocations provided to the courts. There are 2 adjustments that we had to make at the beginning of this year. One was for the reduction of appointed converted SGO or commissioner positions. Some courts, their commissioners are converted to a judgeship. And so in order to fund that judgeship, their allocation is reduced by the average cost of a judge and shifted over to the line item in the budget for compensation of judges. We are allowed in the Budget Act to convert up to 16 commissioners every single year, and that's also going to be the case this year. And a couple of courts got funding for new screening stations, so there's a positive adjustment in column 3 for those courts. And then in order to be consistent with the methodology that the council used, there's an adjustment made for courts that have either marshals or share funding still in their allocation base, and that's for 3 courts totaling about $3.3 million. And then in columns 6 and 7, these are the benefits that are funded from the general fund, although the 12-13 benefits totaling $29 million in column 7, we did not receive funding for this year, and will be, to the extent that there's sufficient revenues available in the trial court trust fund, will be distributed and allocated from the trial court trust fund this year. So the total statewide, adjusted statewide base for trial court operations is what, $1.787 million. And we take the pro rata share of that for each court to determine what each court share of the $261 million reduction is, and that's in column 10. Column 11 shows what was presented to the council in April.